Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding edge successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's rockstar achiever.
Welcome to the show today. I am very honored to have with us Jake Haynes, the owner of a CPA firm in Auburn, Washington. Jake leads a team of professionals who successfully operate his practice year-round. Have you ever wondered what a CPA does after the busy tax season? Well, for Jake, the off-season is spent in the outdoors with his family, conducting public speaking engagements, providing leadership and resources to local boards, and offering ongoing business coaching to his firm's clientele. As a public speaker and a successful entrepreneur, Jake delivers high-energy messages that motivate people to take action in life and build highly successful businesses. As an entrepreneur, Jake has been coaching business owners for more than 14 years in every facet of operating and growing their businesses. He has succeeded as well as failed in business, and he shares those experiences, concepts, and tools that his audiences can use to take a five-year leap into achieving business success. For the majority of his life, Jake battled epilepsy, yet amid all the inherent challenges, he reached great heights, including summiting the five highest peaks in Washington and building several successful businesses. Welcome, Jake. It's very good to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
So to get started here, how about you tell us a little bit about the journey that you have been on to get you where you're at today?
So I have I started out when I finished at Central Washington University and did a few years of private accounting work. And my entrepreneurial spirit was just bursting at the seams, and I went and started a landscaping company. And it was challenging. Being a general contractor is very hard, and that's what I was doing. And it went bust. And so I went back into the accounting world with my, tail between my legs, and thought, well, what? I don't know if I ever want to do that again. But it wasn't long, and I decided I was going to try this again, and my wife and I were kind of, struggling financially, not doing all that bad, but not doing all that good, and we decided to manage an apartment complex. And in doing so, I was able to do work and bank all that money. And so for 3 years, we paid that price of managing and banking that money, and it gave us the consecrated funds. I say consecrated because if it didn't work this time, I would never touch that money again to do something entrepreneurial. And we took those funds and we opened the doors of that little tiny office, and I proceeded to try to make a success as an accountant, as a CPA. And it was hard. It was challenging to do it, but I had a great drive to want to, grow my business, and I did what I could, and we were doing pretty successful after a few years. And then I met a business coach, and there's a great story about him in my book. But how I met him and how I reacted to him and all this stuff. But ultimately, I joined forces with him, and the rest is pretty much history. He helped me turn my businesses, which I've had now several of them, into machines that operate for the most part themselves without me. I've got staff that know what to do their work and enjoy their job, and we work as a team and we love it. And meanwhile, I am, as we speak, looking at another entrepreneurial role to take on. It's going to be fun. So that's kind of a summary.
Excellent. And you mentioned that you've got several business ventures that you're in the middle of, and you're taking on another one. What type of ventures are you working on right now?
So I just recently, as in today, wrote a check for another CPA firm, and I'm acquiring this other business, and that is happening as we speak. We're bringing in this other business kind of into our business, and you know, bringing them together to provide just, you know, excellent services and resources to all of his clients, as we do with all of our clients. And then today, well, in the last couple of weeks, things have developed. It looks like I'll be opening a new business, a trampoline park. That's a bigger investment, different kind of activity. Been doing lots and lots of research and preparation and all kinds of stuff to make this all come to fruition.
And how do you decide what types of businesses that you get involved with?
So I once read a book by Action Coach, my coaching company, that gave me a formula on how I determine what I'm gonna, how you determine what kind of risks you're willing to take, what kind of businesses you would get involved in, what are the things that you'll choose to do, what are the decisions what are the aspects of a business that will cause you to make a decision as to whether to acquire it or not. And I've just got a very detailed list, and as I search around for business opportunities, I see if they fulfill my criteria for purchasing or starting up a business. And they include such things as are they a profitable business? Do they require, how much of my time does it require? And what's the capital outlay of the business to get it started? The business of itself, how is it running? What is its historical and future look like? History, like the tax returns and future, like profit potential look like? And, you know, it's a lot of questions in those categories that once I zero in on things that look good, I may, you know, go and find those businesses that are for sale and see how well they fill those requirements, as well as search for other things and just out there that look like they might work, and see how they fit my criteria. And eventually I find a number of them that do, and I'll start the review of the business's process and ultimately come down to a decision. But I look at a lot of businesses before anything actually comes to be something I may acquire.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so that's quite a process that you go through in determining what venture you're going to do next. Mm-hmm. So very structured, very planned out, wonderful. Now, when you think back to, say, back in your college years, would you have ever imagined yourself being where you're at today?
Yep. I've always been an entrepreneur. When I was in college, I was I did about two or three different businesses. I was a math tutor, which is why I now am, a CPA. I made money. It was fun. It was interesting. It was great. And I also, in high school, I ran a great lawn care business that put me through college and other activities, and for many years of life, and bought and sold that business three times while I was going between college and high school and all those things. I'd buy it and then I'd sell it and then I'd go to college and I'd come back and I'd start up for the summer and I'd sell the business again, and so I was just circling through like that as time went on. But I found early on that it was very hard for me personally to be employed. I didn't survive well as an employee of a business. I would go in and start working for a company and realize, oh, wow, I could make a lot more money doing this on my own or just doing something else on my own, rather than, counting the hours on a clock as they would go by ever so very slowly.
I can definitely relate with you on that. I've been very much like that myself. But what I've heard in what you've said is that the key to your success really has been number one, having a vision, and a very large vision at that, and you just had started out having this vision, and an insatiable vision. And then number two, having a drive for just to keep going no matter what happened. You kept going, and you tried many different things, and that's what's gotten you to where you're at.
Yeah. You know, my vision early on was I knew I wanted to be self-employed. And then I began to learn, like, through John Maxwell's books, you know, what vision really was. And I developed a very, very complete vision and mission and goals. And when I was 15 years old, I set 100 lifetime goals. And they gave me a lot of direction in steering where I would go. And, you know, to date I have completed about, I think it's something like around 64 or 65 or something of those. And, you know, some of them are, you know, take 15 years to complete one goal, you know. And I said, so I'm working on all of them all the time, you know. And it's a lot of fun. I've always been a goal setter since early in high school years. And so that has helped me to succeed. Creating the vision has definitely given me the boost that I really needed. You know, there's been obstacles that I've overcome in life that have caused me to recognize, you know, what life's a precious resource and I'm going to make the most of it, and it has truly led me to, you know, to think, you know, much bigger picture and have even more fun in recent years.
Great. And you mentioned obstacles. Speaking of obstacles, we had shared that you battled epilepsy for the majority of your life. How did that play a role in your success or the struggles that you went through to get to where you're at?
Well, you know, at the time that I had epilepsy, I had thousands of seizures. It was not fun. It was hard. But as I was, I did not let those seizures determine how I would be and how I would act and what I would achieve. I remember one time when I was fairly newly married and I had been through a couple of jobs and I had just lost a job and I was really down and I was staring. I remember the road right where I was at. I was on the road and I was in my car and I was like, what am I going to do? What am I doing with my life? You know, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to do what one person told me once. I'm going to go get myself on Social Security disability and I am just going to just quit because I could make enough money on Social Security disability to make ends meet. I could probably even do something more and make a little more money through the government. And I went home with thinking about that, contemplating that, but it wasn't in my makeup. It wasn't in my genes. It wasn't to be. I just couldn't do it. It wasn't right for me. And I pressed forward and I had periods of time in my life where I would have, hundreds and hundreds of seizures in a period of a few weeks, and it was sometimes nearly debilitating. But then I was cured of the epilepsy, and it was a miraculous, powerful experience. My book talks about the way that all went down. It's too long a story to share tonight, but I will tell you that, or on this video, but I will tell you that it was something to behold, the cure of the epilepsy, and at that point I recognized, wow, now nothing holds me back, and I will move forward now and reach my vision and my goals and have fun at it, and that's what I've been doing the last few years.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. So now that you've mentioned your book a couple of times, actually, I would like to hear a little bit more about your book. First of all, what is the title of your book?
It's The 7 Habits of Highly Successful Business Owners.
Awesome. very in line with Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People,
yes,
which is a great book.
It is awesome. I love his book. I my book talks about his book. I think he's got just great principles that, and my book doesn't talk about any of his stuff. You know, his is for personal development. Mine is very different in the area of business and how to succeed and be, you know, highly successful in business.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So what could you share with us, just a few tips that maybe perhaps some tips that you share in your book as part of the goal in my project here is to provide tools to other people who are on their own path, their own journey to be successful in whatever venture that is. And so what are some of the things that you share to help others to be successful?
One of the first things that I discuss in the book comes from my background as a CPA. And I discuss how businesses need to structure themselves. And there's a number of things that go with that, but to structure themselves so that they're not paying too high of taxes and so that they're protecting themselves. One of them is like to set up an LLC and an S corporation for their business. So that's I go through that process. I discuss the pros and even the cons of, you know, what to do, how to do, when to do it, you know, why you do it, that kind of stuff. And then that's just super important. That's the biggest thing in my own firm as a CPA that I help business owners with is to save tax dollars. And so I give that as the first and biggest resource, and then about 50 other tips for how they can just little things that you can do in your business that will save you a lot of money in taxes. So that's kind of part of it. And then one of the habits is to hire a business coach. And so I describe the value that I had with the business coach, but then also as I worked with this coach forever and ever, and I share many resources that he has given to me with many of my clients over the years, I also in the book make available all of these resources that you can get that will help you grow your business, like over 300 ways to market your company. And so I give the people those excellent resources in the book, and it is the way in which when I met my coach, how I turned my business from me and a part-time bookkeeper to, in 2 years, 8 full-time staff working on their own, everyone doing their job, and a machine was created. It was a profitable enterprise that ran itself without me. My business became an investment. And so I share the things that I did through the coach, through his knowledge and his dedication to him, to making me do what I needed to do to get to that level over a couple of years. It was a lot of fun. And then lots more in the book. I don't want to just give the whole book away, do I?
Well, no, certainly you don't want to do that because you want people to go out and buy it, right?
Yes.
So, sounds like a great tool for any business owner to get their hands on, or anyone who's looking to become a business owner to get their hands on. And listening to you in the beginning talking about all the different ventures and different businesses that you've acquired, and I've wondered, how in the world do you have time to spend with your family and to go enjoy the outdoors? But you just answered that question when you said that your business, you got it to a point where it can run without you, and it's now an investment. So,
yeah. I don't share in the book, although maybe I should have. There was a point in time where I stayed overnight in my office. It was a tax deadline. And it was me. I was the guy who did all these people's taxes, and everyone was counting on me. And I spent the entire night in my office. And I mean, it was hard. I woke up like four or five times. I was so tired. But I had to get this stuff done, you know. And I was just, I'd wake up, I'd do it for a while, and I'd try to take a nap, and I'd wake up again, I'd do it for a while. And it was such a hard thing. But I was making good money, because I was the one guy running the business, and you know, I had great clients, and things were going pretty okay. And then I met this coach not long after, and the coach basically he's like, why are you doing that? You know, what is your goal and objective? And I learned, a little bit of the hard way, a little bit of the easy way with the help of a coach about how I could give up a little control and how I could be inspiring and be empowering to other people, to give them an opportunity to prove who they were and be great staff members as well as great people for my clients to utilize to get things done. And I was able to I was gradually able to let go of the reins and give the systems and procedures and tools to my staff to go for it and serve the clients. And it was fun.
Wow, that does sound pretty exciting and just incredible what you've done. Mm-hmm. And this whole path that you've taken is absolutely incredible. So, all right, well, is there anything else? I mean, you've shared a lot of great information with us, and I've really enjoyed hearing about your journey and all of the tools that you've shared so far. Is there anything else that you would, any final comments that you would like to leave us with today?
The one of the greatest keys to my success has been what I do on an everyday basis. And so if you were right here, looking at my desk, you would see that I have a note on my desk right now. And today I have written down 7 things that I will complete today. And those 7 things, I've got 5 of them checked off today. And my goal has always been on a daily basis to identify the 7 things that I'm going to complete that day. And, it doesn't always happen, of course. But it gives me direction. It gives me focus when I might go off focus for any number of reasons. And that alone, goal setting and setting goals like that on an everyday basis has been the key to success for me. That and surrounding myself with some of the best people, a good business coach, a good attorney, and for all those other people, a good CPA, someone who's going to help you out with those things. But to surround yourself with someone who will help you maybe in the emotional areas of life, a coach, a personal coach, or whoever that might be, and then balance in life. And I have always been balanced in everything in my life to be like physically to do things and mentally to continue to learn and educate myself and emotionally to communicate and have fun and enjoyable things with others and socially that way. And then financially to make the very most of the resources that are so limited to produce the maximum that I can from them. That's kind of been my key to success.
That's wonderful. Very great. I just had one question about that. You said that you do each day 7 things. And so I was thinking, is there something magical about the number 7? You've got your book, 7 Habits, and then 7 things you do daily. So is that just coincidence or was that intentional?
That's coincidence.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I just I read that from a book, and I always try to read a book every month, And that came from an excellent book, Chet Holmes' book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. And I adopted it in full force, something like 7 or 8 years ago. And it has been the driving thing that, you know, instead of just thinking about goals once a month or because I set a lot of goals, I always have 5 New Year's resolutions, and I complete 5 New Year's resolutions every year and have so far for over 20 years. But it's always hard to, you know, think about those goals throughout the whole year. And so once I realized, oh, you know what? What am I going to do today to work towards those goals? That was really what turned the tides and has caused a powerful success. It's been fun.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.